What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, just a brutal loss and just a brutal series by the Phils. We will obviously talk about it at great length today and in many ways, you know, probably for not only months, but, you know, potentially years to come. This one really hurts. They played a bad brand of baseball this postseason, and it didn't last long. It lasted four games. A lot of decisions from Rob Thompson to unpack, a lot of performances from various players to dissect, and obviously the future, which, look, we won't be able to get to all of it today, but we'll do as much as we can, and obviously this will spin for days and weeks and really, frankly, months to come. So all of it with you today, as much as we can, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. There, Johnny.
Rough night.
Yep.
Las Vegas means the Meadows.
Las Vegas means the Meadows. Well, 2024 means disappointment with the Phils. And they had, you know, this was one of those ones they really had a great shot this year. I mean, they had the home field advantage. They had the high payroll. They do have a lot of talent. I know they didn't play as such recently, but they do have a lot of talent. They did have a lot of health. You know, a couple guys a little bit banged up entering the playoffs, but for the most part healthy. You had your pitchers for the most part healthy. Again, Ranger, you know, not quite the same down the stretch. But for the most part, you had a healthy baseball team. And they just stunk up the joint. Look, I'll just say this out of the gate, and obviously we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. In moments like this, there's a lot of ways to attack it. I typically start with the emotional side. It's how I'm wired. This one really hurts. You know, it lays heavy on the heart, and it will for a long time, and it may for the rest of our lives. I mean, ultimately, I think how heavy this thing lays on our heart rest of our lives or not, will ultimately be determined whether this group wins a World Series. You know, they obviously still have a few more years to try to do that while you got guys like Bryce Harper and others that are, you know, at a good enough age. I mean, they had a lot of guys in their prime, and they're not all going to fall out of their prime in 6 months. Now, JT may have already and probably has, but they still got a lot of guys with a lot of skill. But they really blew an opportunity. You know, they had a great regular season. They had a great record. They had a lot of home field advantage. Not all of it, but a lot of it. They weren't facing a tremendous baseball team. The Mets played really good baseball. But let's not act like they're the, you know, 98 Yankees. And the Phillies blew it. And the primary reason why they blew it, and I know a lot of people say, well the hitters or the bullpen. Like, the primary reason is a lot of players that you count on, and you have to count on, just played bad. They just played bad. From Trey to Nola to Hoffman to JT to Strom to Bohm to Kirkring to Stott to Estevez to all the center fielders to all the left fielders, they just all played bad. I mean, if you do the list of who didn't play bad, it would be really small. I mean, it would basically be Bryce, it would be Zach Wheeler, it would be Castellanos. It would be Sanchez.
I'm not putting Bryce on that list. No way, dude. He's the star of this freaking team. Like, he did nothing yesterday. He had that at bat in the sixth inning two nights ago. Like Bryce is not the biggest to blame. Mm-hmm. Like, he's lower on the list. But that list ends with it's Suarez, Sanchez, Wheeler, and Casty. And Casty, you know, on the bottom.
I don't agree with you.
I'm out on everyone else on this team in this series.
Okay, I don't agree with that. But, John, give me your thoughts on where you stand.
Harper needs to do a better job leading this team in those big spots. I was blown away that he didn't get it done in those moments. That we've seen him get it done in the past. If our team was going to keep playing, they should have made good on that promise, that idea that, hey, anything goes. Anyone is all hands on deck, right? Zach Wheeler. Remember, is the fifth inning where it was Jeff Hoffman? He was in a tough spot. I think he had guys on first and second, and it
was... You're saying when he entered the game.
I was in the fifth.
And the polar bear was up, and Jeff Hoffman, you know, he gets out of it. But then, you know, sits for 20 minutes, something like that. Then the sixth inning, it's like, who's going to get in there?
Rob Thompson screwed that up.
I thought
he did.
This was the perfect opportunity for Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler can get this done. Zach Wheeler can give a spark. Zach Wheeler can shut their offense down here. Yet, We went back with Jeff Hoffman, the guy who'd just been sitting for 15 or 20 minutes after having warmed up and down and up and down and up and down already repeatedly.
After two emotional big outs the inning before and getting all up and then having to go sit on the bench for...
And then
I can't get over it. I think it's worse than pulling Wheeler in the World Series. And I think it's that bad.
And then Rob Thompson left him in too long. That was a whole nother thing. So he starts the inning with him, then he leaves him in too long.
And then Jeff, when he's in there, loads the bases and it's zero outs. And then, so it got really messy. Yeah. And that became the third time that the bases were loaded by the Mets, mm-hmm. by Phillies pitchers already that day. That's not good odds for winning when you end up doing that.
I mean, they played
a must-win game. They absolutely played bad. Lindor up. That was the inning where it was the grand slam. Mm-hmm. That inning mm-hmm. right there is when Hoffman was pulled. Estevez immediately in, and it was like Estevez's fourth pitch that went yard. And that was the game. Harper needs to do better leading this team. Schwarber and Harper, I think, need to do a better job leading the team. My list of unblameables, you know, Jimmy had his list of guys that he mm-hmm. does not point a finger at. I think Wheeler definitely has to be on that list.
Of course.
Ranger Suarez, I was upset with Ranger. He loaded the bases twice in, I think it was the first two innings.
It was.
It looked crazy. I couldn't believe he was so calm, but then he would get out. He would escape, and there's no runs on the board, and then it happened again. And in the end, he was good. He should be on the list of not blamable. He was that good.
It's such a long list of blamable. James, I know how you feel, but I'm going to ask you, how do you feel?
I feel horrible. Like, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm disappointed. Like, I can't come up with enough adjectives to talk about what a disastrous, disgraceful performance this was from the Phillies. I mean, for it to happen last year in Game 6 and Game 7, and then just to continue straight into this series, that they can't stop chasing pitches. Like, this is simple stuff.
Yeah. Jimmy,
we're not asking them to go out and hit the ball all over the field. We're just saying, don't swing at balls.
And that's my question. Like, we're all sitting there at home or wherever we are yelling at our Phillies, just take pitches.
100%.
Just
100%.
Take pitches.
I was clapping like a maniac in my house every walk. Like, the couple walks we got, I'm like literally standing up clapping at the top.
It's so simple and obvious. Why is it so simple and obvious to everyone except our players? Where is the disconnect? Why is that so wrong?
Is that
Kevin Long? Is that our manager? It can't get through to the guys?
You know, I primarily put down the players. Look, Trey Turner was the most disastrous on that topic within this series.
Big time.
I mean, he was a fiasco last night.
That contract is a freaking albatross right now.
And there were so many times. So Amy and I were watching it last night, and there were so many times I said to her, on this next pitch, Trey Turner has to not swing. And he has to know before the pitch that he's not going to swing. And here's the beautiful thing about that. There's no pressure on you in that moment. If you make the decision before the pitch to not swing, there's zero pressure.
You don't have to do anything.
You actually don't have to do anything. You just know it's 2-0, I'm not going to swing.
That must be kind of nice.
It's 2-1, I'm not going
to
swing.
It must actually be a chance to exhale when you're up there. Honestly, a chance to
just
regroup.
Don't swing.
For any smart batter, would be a chance to say, okay, good, I'm ready to go after this. Just breathe.
Those of us old enough to see Lenny Dykstra know, he didn't have fear of having two strikes. He didn't have fear of being down 0-2. He didn't have fear of being up 2-1. He was confident and he was smart. And this team was not confident and they were really dumb. Rhea, your thoughts? I don't know if you go on person, big picture, emotional edge. Where are you?
I need Rob Thompson gone. My brain hasn't recovered from that sixth inning. I mean, when you're, and I know I'm not the only one, when you're standing up in front of your TV screaming, please get him out after like the first two pitches. You knew immediately he had zero command.
He didn't have it.
Even before it came out, we're like, why are you bringing it back out? Yeah, and then it was like, take him out. It left three batters.
But it wasn't that, like I said, that I lost my mind. But when that fair ball was called foul on Alec Boehm. Yeah.
Great call.
And you
here,
got
Rhea.
Your ass sitting on the bench, and you don't come out and go nuts. They were done.
Yeah, that was
embarrassing.
That
like
was
he
a
didn't
horrible
leave
sequence.
The dugout. Yeah. Like it was so clearly a fair ball. Like at least argue. At least show some life for your team there.
Yeah. Look. All right. All of it here today.
Real
with
quick,
you.
To Rhea's point, yep. I didn't go into I went into last night thinking that it was very unlikely that I would feel Rob Thompson should be fired after that game. Rob Thompson should be fired after that game.
Okay. Let's see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. The Rob Thompson thing, the Strom thing, the Trey Turner thing, the Nola thing. I mean, when you look at the ERA of the relievers, while they're disasters, it doesn't even fully sum up how bad they were because they also gave up like every inherited run scored.
They gave up more runs than innings pitched, and that doesn't count the inherited runners.
And then you get to the trade deadline, and you consider it was Austin Hayes and it was Estevez. I mean, just a fiasco. Just a fiasco. Your thoughts, your comments, your calls the whole time. How do you feel? What are you thinking? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. On a day when our hearts are heavy and really are going to be for a long time. And if this team, if this group never wins the World Series, our hearts will be heavy forever because this was and is in the midst of an era of now three major blown opportunities. Joe DeCamera,
John
Ritchie.
What happened to JT this whole series,
we'll get to it.
so many questions. There were black holes. There were stars that turned into black holes in this series over the course of four games. The vortexes where nothing happened.
We'll get to it all. Yes. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on WIP. All right, so a really brutal Thursday morning. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. The blame is massive. So I'm going to give you three different Twitter poll questions of the day right out of the gate. Obviously, you can respond as we go through the show. I mean, it's all on the table. So here are the questions today. James, I need that thing off. I can't hear this guy. All right, Twitter poll
Bill
questions.
Withers?
Yeah, done. I'm done. I'm moving on. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. They got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now. Starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, for the series, which hitters disappointed you the most? We have condensed it into four. Personally, I don't think Bryce should be in this poll, but Seltzer insists he should be, so okay. Here we go. And obviously, the most is expected of him, so I understand that reality. Which hitter disappointed you the most? Boehm, Bryce, JT, or Trey? Which pitcher disappointed you the most? Estevez, Hoffman, Nola, Strom? Third Twitter poll question. Do you think Rob Thompson should be fired? Yes, no. Let's go to the phones. Boy, this is sad to do this. Postmortem on a team we really enjoyed this year. But let's be real. While they were a spectacular team for the first 2 months, they really were pretty damn average for the last 4 months. Let's go to the phones. Drew kicks us off. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Rob Thompson should be fired. Last night confirmed that at the biggest moments, he is asleep at the wheel, okay? And so we've seen enough of it, and he's a nice guy. He reminds me of the skipper on Gilligan's Island, a nice jolly fellow. would you really want him at the helm through a storm? And he's proven the answer to that is no.
Well, players listening? Are the players hearing his voice? I'm assuming that they do, that they are, that they care. I'm assuming that Rob Thompson and Kevin Long both were, deep in discussions with every single guy. Hey, let's look at these at-bats. Let's talk about the way you're swinging early, you're swinging often. We need to give these pitchers a chance to make mistakes.
Drew, let me tell you the primary reason why I would not fire Rob Thompson. The primary reason is I put this series so much more on the players than the manager, it's not even funny. Look, we can discuss and debate from now until forever whether Zach Wheeler should have started the sixth inning, whether Hoffman should have been taken out earlier, all that sort of stuff. But the reality is, guys that you count on got to perform. I mean, at some point, whether it's game four or game four, like let's say they go to Wheeler in the sixth, because my nephew's texting me, go to Wheeler in the sixth inning. You could do that. I'm not saying that's not a non-option. But if you do that, you're going to need Hoffman and Strom in game five, like a lot. I mean, at a certain point, guys that have to do their job have to do their job. And, I mean, there were just too many guys from Trey to Hoffman to Strom to JT to Stott to, like, seven other guys, including Nola, by the way. At some point, when the manager points them to the field and says, go do your job, they got to do their job.
They got to do it well.
They have to do it well. That's
at
right.
The highest level. They have to do it at a playoff level where the intensity is increased, where you need to be that much sharper and better prepared.
Yeah, I mean, Drew, that's why. And look, I don't know what Middleton will do. I mean, he may zip him. That's possible. He may. But I would not.
Yeah, so I'd like to just answer that, Joe, by saying that while that's correct technically in terms of the near term and what happened in this series, the buck stops with the manager as far as he allowed for 4 months now this team to coast and sleepwalk and sit on their division lead and not do whatever it took to get them playing more like they did in the first 2 months. And that is why we are where we are.
Well, listen, that's a big part of it. That is
a great point.
That is a big part of it. There is also something to be said for this. They played over their head for 2 months. I mean, guys, they played on a pace that was like Seattle Mariners when they won the most games in the history of regular season. They're not actually that good. You know why? You know why I know that? Because Trey Turner ain't that good. Because JT is getting older.
I'm very worried about JT. Think about this series. Think about just the season. Just think.
Yeah.
It feels like, man, once upon a time with JT, I learned to be concerned with his leg kick thing. Like, man, when he gets that timing thing off a little bit, it's going to throw him off for a couple weeks, but he'll get it back and he'll be great with the defense and the way he's calling games and stuff like that. Throwing guys out at second, that'll be perfect. His pop time is unbelievable. But then, I don't know, like the hitting just got less and less. It got
It got ineffective.
There's none.
Well, here's the thing I'll say about JT, why I'm not as worried big picture. This is the
knees were a problem.
He's got 1 year left on his deal. Next year is when, age-wise, he should be batting eighth. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. We'll see who they bring in. Like, this is when you're supposed to start dialing him back. And I can accept that as a Phillies fan. The guy that worries me by far the most is Trey Turner. Because he's got, James, is it 8 years or 9 years left on the deal?
He came in 22, so
he's been here 2 years.
2 years, so yeah, he's got 9 years left on the deal.
Yeah, he's the one that worries me the most, because 9 years, and like, you can't bat him eighth. Can't bat him eighth. He's still owed close to $250 million.
At least he's a great defensive shortstop, so that's cool.
James, does he bug you the most?
Oh, absolutely.
In this series?
Yeah.
And big picture?
Absolutely. I mean, I think he's the biggest issue from a roster perspective moving forward into the future. I mean, again, he has looked nothing like, other than for a couple months, nothing like a $300 million player. He's been not even a $100 million player. And he's a massive centerpiece of this team. And people are talking like, let's go sign Juan Soto. And like, you know, I want Juan Soto. I wanted to trade for him last year for this exact reason, because I knew that this was going to happen if they didn't get another bat. But like, how do I expect John Middleton to give out another $400-500 million contract after this thing? Like, it's tough, man.
What Trey is supposed to be, here are two words. Here's what he's supposed to be. Superstar shortstop.
Yep.
He's nowhere close to it.
And if nothing else, superstar bat. If nothing else, a superstar bat. Yeah. And he was as big a reason offensively they lost this series
as
anybody.
Your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. What was said postgame by some of the main principals last night, the skipper and more, the players? We'll get to that. Your phone calls and all these topics. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. You know, the reality is that while Rangers' pitching line last night, because he gives up nowhere in runs, looks effective. Now, not long, because he doesn't go seven innings, but effective because he doesn't give up a run. Rangers' ineffectiveness with regard to being efficient had a disastrous impact on this game.
But did you think he was going to go like more than five innings?
He went longer than I expected.
Hold on. Hoffman
had to warm up. But that's the point. Rob Thompson knew that Hoffman was up. I don't care how many pitches he threw out there. He got up and down, up and down, up and down. Like, every manager on the planet should know not to bring that guy back out for the sixth inning.
I know, but here's the problem. Here's the problem for Rob Thompson in that spot. So could you go to Wheeler? Yes. But then you got a massive Game 5 problem, because now you've burned...
Who cares? Guess what? There's no Game 5.
No, James,
they're not even playing
hold
one.
Hold on, James. It matters. And here's why it matters. You need guys to do their gig. And like, here's what Rob Thompson didn't have that most managers have in the postseason. Almost every time in the postseason, you have a long man. You have a guy out of the bullpen. It's normally your fifth starter who can, when you bring him in, he can give you four innings like it's nothing. He didn't have one of them.
I get that.
All he had was one inning.
But that doesn't excuse the fact that he brought Jeff Hoffman out, got two big outs in an inning, he sat on the bench for 20 minutes, and then came back out. Like,
no,
you got to know better. Like, there's no excuses.
Listen, I wanted Hoffman out of the game earlier. I'm not pushing that aside. What I'm telling you is Rob Thompson was in a spot where he looked to his right and said, I don't trust that guy. I don't trust that guy.
Well, that's why you go to Zach Wheeler. You don't end your season without your best player throwing a pitch.
But I'll say this, James. It's why I wanted Zach Wheeler to start the game. I was very clear yesterday.
I did, too. I know.
I did not want Zach Wheeler to have to give me two or three innings out of necessity at the end. I just wanted him to just start and go.
Well, at that point, I think you put Wheeler in it and let him close it out. You let him go for four innings if he can and end the game. And then you get to, again, I get your point.
You have to think
about five. But at the end of the day, you the most important thing is getting through four before five happens.
All right, let's go to the phones. There's so much to dissect from the game, from the series, from the season. We'll get to some audio here coming up shortly of what Rob Thompson said postgame, what Nick Castellanos said postgame. By the way, Ben Davis with us in about a half an hour. Brandon right now. Brandon, good morning.
What's going on, Joe?
Quite a bit, man. And it's really sad, and it's disappointing, and it hurts.
Joe, I got a serious question for you.
Hmm.
How in the world do you not put Bryce Harper on the list of accountability, sir?
Because I think he was one of their two best hitters in the series. While more is expected of him than others, he did a lot more than some of the other guys. A lot more.
Joe, that guy was brought here to be the guy, not a guy, right? We have, on this show, we have ripped Embiid and Hurts for the very same ineffective, poor play in big moments. So how does Bryce get a pass?
Well, I mean, he got on base a lot more than other guys. I mean, how about that? How about this?
But in the last two games, he didn't come through.
Brandon, how about this? He had 17 plate appearances. He had four hits and he had five walks. So let me add that up. He had nine times he got on base out of 17 times getting to the plate, and that's the guy you're going to rip? You kidding me? He got on base more times than he made a right turn and went to the dugout. His on-base percentage was above 500, and that's the guy you're going to rip? That don't work for me, man.
You have to rip him a little bit.
I mean,
he's the leader of the team,
but
he's the most important player.
Guys,
that at bat in the sixth inning yesterday was the worst of the series.
In the game that matters the most, we as a team were 0-for-9 with guys in scoring position.
I am well aware.
He has been wonderful when things mattered most in clutch situations and didn't make any plays.
I mean, Brandon, do you get the point, though, that while the most is expected of him, The guys that less is expected were a disaster? You get that point?
I get that point, but I also understand that Bryce has accountability and ownership in this. You have said many a times, this team goes as Bryce goes, and where are we?
Well, listen, I'll just tell you this, Brandon. I'm looking straight facts. I mean, they're out of playoffs to answer your question. Here are his numbers for the postseason. Make of it what you will. Obviously, it's four games. His batting average, .333. His on-base percentage, .529. His slugging percentage, .750. If you think that's the guy to be largely critical of, I think you're flat out wrong. Eric in Middletown. I'm sorry. Eric, good morning.
Joe, I don't understand how this hurts. If you didn't see this coming a mile away, we've seen it the last 3 years.
Yep.
What did you expect differently? And the blame goes squarely on Dombrowski. This guy has done nothing the past 2 years to help us at the trade deadline.
Well, go ahead.
You're looking for your long man. There is no long man.
That's right.
Because of the inability of your general manager to go and find that guy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the fifth starter. It's supposed to be Taiwan. If it's not, you're supposed to have someone else. You're always supposed to have a guy that a manager can utilize. Like, it used to be Christopher Sanchez a couple years ago. They'd make the playoffs, and if you needed Sanchez to pop in there and give you three innings, theoretically he could. Rob Thompson literally didn't have that guy. That guy did not exist on the baseball team.
I am so glad that we have a minor league full of prospects to help us in the future is probably going downhill even further next year.
Yeah, man, look, I understand the sarcasm, and I get it. And, you know, in hindsight, they should have done more clearly at the trade deadline. There were people like James that said that very clearly on August 1st. You know, there was a certain element, I'll say this, Eric, of trusting guys that established the best record in baseball and thinking, I don't need to add a primo because I already have a great team. I mean, I don't think it was an unreasonable way to view it. Rangers' injury really hurt. I mean, Rangers' injury is part of what led to a short start last night and a high wire act that necessitated, like, let me put it this way. If Jeff Hoffman's not warming up in the second inning last night, the town's flipping out because the town would say, what the hell is Rob Thompson doing? Rangers about to get blown up. You got no one up in the bullpen? So you had to have him up multiple times. See, that's the part about Rangers' start that gets obscured because he ends up giving up no runs. He kind of screwed them by screwing the bullpen last night. He really did.
Well, does anybody have a gut feeling? This is the problem when you manage out of a book.
Well, I don't know if it's out of a book. I don't know about that, man. Look, I thought Rob Thompson was more aggressive in this series in a variety of ways. I wouldn't call this the book. I would put this, again, I can't emphasize this enough. I put this so much more on players not doing their job. I mean, there were hitters that didn't hit. Alec Bohm was fumbling the ball left and right in the first two innings. By the way, that's part of why Ranger was in some compromised spots.
It could be both things, though. I agree with you. I absolutely blame the players more than Topper. Like, 100%.
Which player do you...
The Bohm thing was unbelievable.
But I also blame Topper, too, as much.
I understand.
You know?
I understand.
This is the first we've even talked about that. Two times in... It was like the first two innings, Alec Bohm couldn't get the ball out of his glove.
I know.
Like, I know everyone says, oh, it's just, you know, circumstantial. It has nothing to do with what the day before and the things that have been said and his outlook. It absolutely has to do with the day before and his outlook and his mindset. We knew this was coming. We knew that he was in the wrong place emotionally.
Yeah, but here, no, I agree with you on that. We did know he was in a bad spot mentally. But again, this is another thing where I'll defend Rob Thompson. It's like, if not him, then Sosa. And I'd already seen Sosa have two fielding miscues and do nothing at the plate. I mean, you know, again, this is why I come back to it. At a certain point, somebody's got to step up on the field. And when I say somebody, I mean many somebodies.
But it's 3 years in a row now with Thompson issues with decision-making that have cost them dearly.
Which decision bothered you the most, Rhea, in this whole series by Rob Thompson? Is this the sixth inning last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just from the first pitch in the sixth inning, you knew he didn't have it.
I agree
with
that.
You had to have gone to someone else.
Yeah, no, you had to get him out quicker. The problem is, if you were going to go to someone else, not named Zach Wheeler at that point, it's probably Estevez, who still gave up the homer.
And the problem with Estevez, you know, he's got the closer mentality, so bringing him in the middle
in a dirty inning. Like, that was crazy. He'd only come in one time this year with a runner on base. One time with one runner on base, and they brought him into bases loaded. Like, that's insanity. It's bad managing,
look,
is what it is.
You could have gone to Wheeler and increased your chances to win game four.
Or how about Sanchez? We heard about Sanchez can pitch an inning or two on his throw day. Go to Sanchi. Like,
it was his throw day, right?
There were options there instead of bringing Hoffman back out. That's my issue. I understand the whole warm him up thing and all that. Yeah. I just felt like that was, a fireable decision based on the last two postseasons as well.
John, how do you explain the whole bullpen? All of them taking a dump at the same time. Kirkring, Strom, Hoffman, Estevez, Ruiz, and then all the guys you don't trust at all.
I don't know.
I mean, they all stunk at the same time.
The only thing that I can compare it to from my personal experience is, as I have seen groups of wide receivers, groups of running backs, you know, like that position group, I've seen guys, clusters, go cold at catching a ball. I've seen guys get fumbleitis, you know, running back rooms get fumbleitis where they're getting stripped and they're turning the ball over left and right and the coaches are going nuts and they're carrying a football to class with them because they're turning it over. Usually this stuff happens in college more than in the NFL, but even in the NFL, the dropsies, they happen. And it's almost, I don't know, like an unconscious thing where you get on the wrong page emotionally as a team in a series and things compound. I think that's what we saw.
Bad series by the Phillies, obviously, and really a very mediocre second half of the season. I mean, they were average for 4 months. Let's listen to
Nick. They forgot how to be the great team that they started the season being. It just became so far away.
Well, here's another,
it's a shame.
Here's another way to look at it. They actually do have great starting pitching, and they generally had good, really good relief pitching, but the hitters just aren't actually that good. I think that's one of the main problems. I mean, like,
No. They're not consistent. Like, they're not.
Yeah, but that's part of being good.
You're right. I mean, you could say consistency is what makes a baseball player.
It's a lineup that's not built for the playoffs, I think, clearly.
There's some of that, and they're also not built for consistency just the way some of these guys are. Like, they're streaky.
They're hackers.
And here's the thing I'll say as we evaluate the all season, and this will be more for next week and next month and the whole deal. But when we do the who to keep and who to get rid of and all that stuff, like, I know the quick trigger reaction right now is going to be keep Castellanos, get rid of Bohm. Last thing I saw, Castellanos good, Bohm bad. But, you know, I'd say to everyone, hey, have some perspective here. I mean, Bohm, and listen, I'm not saying if you get a great offer
get
for
rid
Bohm,
of Bohm,
don't
Joe.
Trade, but here's the thing. Like, you go back a month ago and say which of these two guys you want, everybody would say keep Bohm, get rid of Castellanos. I mean, you shouldn't just view it through the prism of what happened in the last 3 weeks. I mean, Bohm was pretty good this year.
We've seen an awful lot of impetuousness from Alec Bohm that I'd like to figure out a lot more
I agree with
about.
That.
You but know,
he
like, was right. What's going on?
He was
with
right
this
to
guy?
Jump around on that blown call last night. That was a
absolutely disaster.
Rob still sitting in the dugout.
Disastrous call. So clearly a fair ball.
Yep. All right. Let's
really
listen. And the announcer said it right away. You can't challenge that. There's no replay.
It's
on
ridiculous that you can challenge from the outfield on that, but not on the infield.
Makes no sense. They have to change that rule.
Really?
That's outrageous.
It screwed the Phillies. Screwed them. Probably would have lost anyway, but screwed them. Would have been second and third with one out in the eighth inning.
Two outs, but I agree.
I think one out.
No, I think it was two.
It was definitely two. I just watched the replay.
It was
5 minutes ago.
When he hit it, there were already two outs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's listen to Castellanos after the game, his perspective on the series.
Give them their credit. They beat us. Is there a lot of things that we could have done better? Yes. Is there things that we could have done different? Yes. Do I think that they are a better team than us? No. But this series, they were.
You know, I appreciated Castellanos in this series, both on and off the field. I thought he was leader guy off the field. I know not everyone's going to love every aspect of everything he says, but I think there's a lot of truth to what he says. There's a lot of passion in what he says.
I do think the Mets were better than them, though, and it was half a season. It wasn't just this series. I mean, the Mets have been better for 4 months or whatever.
I know.
Yeah, and there's no real shame in that. The Mets were better than every other team also. The Mets had the best record in all of baseball since that dumb grimace thing.
I know.
So, hey, we ran into a buzzsaw. That stinks. We weren't as good as they were. We were magnificent at points this season.
It was a long time ago, John.
It sucks that no.
It all changed around London. They went to London. Everything changed.
Well,
they forgot their identity, and then it got too far away to even remember what it felt like to be that good.
I would add this though: they rediscovered the identity that they had already always had.
Yeah, the bad one.
The night
it was, and everyone got on me that night, and I didn't know it would end up playing out that way, but the night that Harper and Schwarber got hurt, and I came in the next day, and I'm like, this magical thing, it feels over. Like, this sucks. And everyone got on me, like, overreacting.
Was that July?
That was, like, the beginning of July. Yeah, or maybe even June. It might have been end of June.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game. You know, he talked about an aspect of this year's journey.
Hoffman threw seven pitches in the fifth. He warmed up three times.
All right, let's go to Rob Thompson last night on an aspect of this year's journey. As it had a lot of twists and turns. It ended up being about 6.5 months from the start of the regular season through the playoffs. Here's Rob Thompson.
You had such an emphasis on getting off to a fast start this year, and you got out to the big lead. Is there any sense that it was hard to maintain the edge once you guys got out to that big lead?
Well, it's something to look at for sure. But my sense in the clubhouse with our players was that they never lost their edge. They may have gotten tired over the course of the year, but everybody does at some point. But the thing that we did do during the middle part of the year or first third, we had some injuries and guys stepped up, and that's when we really kind of took off. But then we fell off a little bit in the middle there. But I don't categorize that as losing their edge. I don't think those guys did.
I did not like that answer from him last night.
Hated it, Joe.
So here's the thing. So you just can't possibly have far and away not only the best record in baseball, but one of the best records of all time in baseball through 2 months, and then be average for 4.5 months and not lose your edge. It's not possible. I mean, come on. I mean, don't waste my time with that nonsense.
But could see it, too. Remember, we spent all the beginning of the season saying it felt like they took losing personally. It felt like we haven't seen that in months.
Yep. Let's talk to Dan right now. Dan, you're on Philadelphia. You're on WIP.
Crappy morning, guys.
Yep.
Listen, everybody's complaining and whining about this pitching, right? Like, Zach Wheeler threw a one-hitter in game one. They scored one run off a home run. There's almost $1 billion invested in bats. And they can't score. So no matter how good the pitching is, proven in game one, it's the bats. Like, that's
well, it's the bats and the bullpen. Dan, they actually could. Look, I think the bats were a slightly bigger problem. But, I mean, honestly, if we did a poll, which was a bigger problem, the bullpen or the bats, they both get an F-. Like, literally, not an F. The bats and the bullpen both get an F-. They could have
scored one run in, when you're
the bats cost
the
more, I think, is the point.
It's one, then two. It's just, I mean, it's crazy that they have this lineup and they rarely scored. Well, they didn't score except one game, more than two runs. Like, that's just insane. And that happened last postseason. The postseason after that, every postseason, the bats go ice cold. I feel sorry for John Middleton. Like, could you imagine investing all that money and that's the result you get every postseason?
Yeah.
It's just insane. I'm not talking about the regular. This is when it really counts. And they just don't show up for whatever reason, you know?
Pitching's better. Stakes are higher.
I mean, Dan, there is this aspect, and man, people aren't going to want to hear it, but I'm going to say it because I've been pounding this drum for a couple years now. I do believe there's an inherent unfairness to a team with a significantly better record all of a sudden has to play a best-of-five series and has a bye that puts them in a cold spot when the other team comes flying with momentum. I believe that. And you guys know I said it in September, and you guys know I've said it for 3 years in a row. I think it's inherently unfair.
What moves are to be made with this lineup? Like,
you got to keep
Harper. Well, Ray Realmuto was invisible. I mean, just completely just not there, other than sitting behind the home plate. Trey Turner, what a waste.
Yeah, the difficulty with the
Stubbs or not.
Well, Stubbs will be Stubbs
that's
will be
a
gone.
Level thing. Yeah. They need to make real changes.
Dan, the problem with the moves is there are handcuffs with contracts. So,
yeah.
Like, you guys know, Trey, let's do the old, if I can snap my fingers and get rid of the contract thing. Yeah, I think we would all do that.
All of us would.
But you can't. And then it's like, well, okay, can you dump them and pay some of the money? Yeah, you could pay some of the money, but then you're going to get back no one that's really that good. Like, they got a problem with Trey.
Trade Alec Bohm?
That may be one of the worst signings.
I want to trade Alec Bohm.
I definitely would. You could get something for him, too.
Alec Bohm on this team.
Yeah, I disagree with that, but I understand most people will be where you are. I think the player that's the regular most likely not to be here next year of the regulars is Brandon Marsh. The irony is he would be a fine fourth outfielder, but you got to start moving him in that direction instead of being a primary.
You're talking about money. Bohm, Marsh are two of the cheaper guys in that lineup, you know? And I'm with you. I want both gone, to be honest.
It's not, Rhea, how do you make changes knowing the contracts are what they are and that limits how much people will want certain guys?
Well, you have to stop letting Bryce Harper be the assistant GM, bringing his friends onto the team. Because the Trey Turner is just, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we thought, what's his name?
Brizgalov?
No, Tobias.
Yeah.
Thought that contract was bad.
Yeah.
That looks minor compared. What this guy was doing, and in the field, I don't trust him. And frankly, for most of the year, he didn't even run. Like, and I know he had the hamstring thing, but after he was healthy, like, one of his biggest weapons is his speed, and he barely used it.
Trey Turner is, by leaps and bounds, my greatest disappointment from this series, but as it relates to the future.
Because he's being paid like a superstar. He's not playing anything like
that. That's right. 2-1.